Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the sire of satire, lord of the zings, ruler of inches and shortest of kings, Drooly!
How are you, Atlanta? Good? Everybody's living their lives. My legal name is Andrew. It's so weird that we say legal name, right? It's like no one ever knows their illegal name. I guess mine would be Andres. You guys like jokes here, or are you okay? Sometimes comedians, they do jokes and it really catches people off guard at a comedy show. It's tough. It is tough nowadays for comedians. You know, sometimes we'll make a joke just like that one. I did it the other day. A lady came up, she was like, "You can't say that. That's hate speech towards Mexico." I was like, I stand 5'4". I have a torso tattoo, and my English is pretty broken. I am Mexican. Got it? Puto is what I said. Sorry, I don't know what that means. That might be hate speech. I'm sorry. That's too far. It's racist. I am a short man, or a tall boy. You decide. Actually, please don't decide. That would hurt my feelings quite a bit. Please don't say anything. It confuses a lot of people, too. Sometimes I'll be out at a bar, security. They always come up behind me, and they're always like, is that a kid, or is that an adult? And that's when I have to be like, well, let's have sex. We'll find out. But if you're wrong, it's a felony. So how much you want to risk it? You know what I mean? I call it molester roulette. Let's play. People talk to you different when you're my height. You might not even be aware that you do this, but when someone asks how tall I am, they go like this, how short are you? What? They remove the word tall from the question. They're like, no, let's start with your relationship to the ground, not the sky. We'll work backwards on this, save some time. That's messed up, man. That's not how we measure things. How do we measure things? It is always how much of something has happened, right? That's why people say, how old are you? Not how much longer you got. I'm 5'4", and 5'4 sucks because you're not tall enough to be respected and you're not short enough to be a fetish. You're just mid, you know? That's what that means, you know? It's like the manager of a smoothie shop. People are like, is he open? Are they back there? What's going on? I've been rejected by girls that I wasn't even approaching. I was just walking by, and this chick was like, no. And then I just didn't cross the street that day. You know what I mean? I had to find a different way home, start a new life. In her defense, though, I startled her because I walk fast, you know what I mean? I have to walk fast so I can keep up with all you regulars. So I got that critter pace. You know when you turn the lights on, you're like, oh, I saw something. That was me. I got that critter pace. Like Pomeranians, they look so much busier than they are. A lot's happening, but they're not going anywhere. Sick of being in the front of your photos. You guys find someone else to do it. I'm not doing it anymore, all right? You stand behind a plant if you want to cover up your holiday belly. I got my own stomach to worry about, all right? I haven't exhaled since 2009. You don't know me. Every group photo, it's always the same dreadful announcement. All the tall people are like, okay, short people in the front, short people in the front, short people in the front. And then me and two strangers appear from under your legs. And we're like, hi, hello, nice to meet you. We're gonna take the photo. Hello, short people in the front. As you guys just stand over us and mouth breathe on our heads. What are they saying? It's too much pressure to be in the front, right? All the short people, we're in the forefront of all judgment, okay? If a group picture turned out good, that's because the short people killed it. We gotta be on our A game, always, all right? It's true, go back and look at all your group photos. Look at your albums, the short people in the front, we're always like. Look at the tall people in the back. They're always like, duh! They have no idea that a picture is being taken. They're like, how come we're all facing the same direction? Are we staring at Kathy? Why are we counting down? How do you look like a baby bird and a mama bird at the same time? I think we can all agree that the worst human beings on earth are dudes who tap the top of a door frame as they walk into a building. You know who you are. Connor, or whatever your name is, probably. You probably did it tonight, didn't you? This is a classy establishment. You're like, comedy show. Still got it. They always say, still got it. And we're left wondering what it is that they still have. It's not friends. You had to find a building to high-five you, bud. That's not a real friend. I just don't know if it's ever worked. Ladies, correct me if I'm wrong. Tell me once if you've ever seen a dude tap and you were like, oh my God, excuse me. I don't normally do this. But when you dunked an invisible basketball on that imaginary hoop, with literally no one defending you? I queefed. I don't know the end, sorry. I don't know the end, I'm sorry about that. Sorry, I don't know what that's not a, sorry. I'm sorry about that. My point is it doesn't work, all right? It's my point, fellas. No one cares about your vertical. This ain't the combine. You'll never see the opposite. I've never once bragged about my height. You know what I mean? You'll never see me go outside and slap a curb. Go out there like, yeah, I just parallel parked that bitch. Oh, knees and toes, knees and toes. Still got it. My wife is taller than me, and you knew that. There's no other place for me to go. There's this term that they came up with for dudes who happen to be shorter than their lady, and we are called short kings. I am what is called a short king. That is what they came up with so we would feel better about ourselves. And let me tell you something, you can keep it. Because you know who else is a short king? Lord Farquaad from Shrek. Yeah. How did it end up for that guy? That movie is about how a chick would rather be with an ogre than a shorter human man. I envy dudes who are taller than their chick. I really do. Because if the mood strikes and things get hot and heavy, you can just pick her up and take her to the bed. Not me. I have to ask. Ooh, so spontaneous. Hey, babe, do you want to go to the bedroom? Why? I will tell you when we get there. It's not sex, I promise. It's a surprise. Oh, I'm naked for a different thing. Don't worry about it. It is the most unsexy thing to lead your taller wife via the hand to the bedroom, dude. I look like a toddler who saw a toy he likes. I'm like... You know how hard it is to get your wife off the couch using your words, dude? I turned into like one of those internet motivational speakers. I'm like, today is your day. You need to attack your goals. Get in there. 2 minutes could change your life. When that doesn't work, I talk to her like she's a dog before bedtime. Let's go to bed. Come on. We're going to bed. Come on. Come on. Let's go to bed. Come on. We're going to bed. Come on. Hey. Hey. Let's go. We're going to bed. Hey. Let's go. Hey, come on. Hey, we're going to sex. Come on. Let's go to sex. Come on. We're going to sex. Come on. We're going to sex with me. Hey, come on. Hey, put it down. Put that down. We're going to sex. I'm going to sex without you. Come on. Let's go to sex. Hey, we're going to sex. Where's your toy? I got to get her toy. Who's that? Wore myself out trying to get her into the bedroom. Jesus. Yeah, she's got her toy. She'll be fine. Can't say I haven't tried, though. Can't say I haven't tried to pick her up. I tried to be a man one day. Never again. You, sir, you look like you could lift some furniture. You know what I'm talking about. You know the rules. When something's a bit more cumbersome, you got to go further down on it. You know what I mean? I tried doing that with my wife. I lifted her at the knees. She folded in half and hit her head on the coffee table. Not a great start to sex, I would say. You know? Now I got a body on my hands, all right? It's a whole different situation. I need a rug and an alibi, you know? Gotta start asking all the right questions. Does she have a concussion? Does her consent still carry? You know what I mean? If she wakes up with a stutter, is it a deal breaker? You know? There are some perks, though. Let me tell you. There are some perks that they don't tell you about sexually. There's some things you might not even know. Like, my wife and I, we tried to 69 one time. I don't know what that position is for you guys, but I'll tell you what it is for us. That is where I please my wife with my mouth, and she talks about how ashy my knees are. She's like down there journaling. I'm being waterboarded. I'm like, are we done? Can we? This is Grenada. I hate this. I'm sorry. I know it's weird to imagine me having sex. I'm sorry about that. I look like I couldn't even smash a like button. But every single time, I do it every single time, right after we're done having sex, I always say the same thing. I can't help myself. Right when we're done, I always go, "Damn, that Amazon just delivered my package." And she does not like that at all. But, you know, I stare at her neck the whole time. I'll call her whatever I want, you know what I'm saying? I've never seen her face before. I don't know what she looks like. It's like the top of the fridge. What's up there? My wife is female. So, yeah, you were wrong about that. Don't let these tight pants fool you, fellas. My wife is female. A lot of people, they meet me and they assume that I'm gay. And you know what they say about assuming? It makes an ass that I want to be inside of. It's a gay joke. A lot of people, they meet me, they assume that I'm gay, and it really bums me out that I'm not. Yeah, I would love to be gay. Seriously, I think I'd be great at it. I feel like I'd be a shoo-in, you know what I mean? If I ever get over this being attracted to women thing, I will apply. You have my word. I'll hand in my badge, gun. Gay guys, man, they've built such a great culture. I love it. Ah, gay guys, somehow they've just been able to get away with calling women bitches all the time. I love that. I could never do that. I could never be like, "Could you hand me your drink, bitch?" She'd be like, "What?" I'd be like, "I'm gay." She's like, "Okay." There's a language that they have, you know? I understand it. I can't speak it. Gay guys and women, man. Let me tell you. There's cool little, if there's like a little drink special, you know what I mean? The little ones, you know, the ones that got their own stanchion, the ones that are on the bar, like where it's got its own headshot and the picture's like sweating and there's like a silly straw and a sassy name like the Blue Lagoon Hurricane Kiss. Mwah. And then there's a watermelon that's scissoring the rim. I'll never know what that tastes like. It's not for me. I know my place, you know? I gotta hang back, say straight guy things, like, on the rocks. That's how straight I am. I call my ice rocks. Such a freaking man. I get up to the bar, it is this high on me.
Where's my rocks?
I think everybody's gay, and I didn't want to tell you. I'm sorry. Sorry. You didn't, but you just stay right there. I'll come to you. You're gay. You know what I mean? You don't even have to do anything, all right? You don't even have to go out of your closet. We'll come to you, all right? It's just uber gay. You're gay. Sometimes it's a little bit, you know, sometimes it's a lot. You know, sometimes it's medium. Sometimes it's just a little dash of gay. Just a, you know, a little saffron of gay. That's fine. It's a full-on spectrum. I think we're all on it, no matter what. No matter when I ever tell somebody that they're just a little bit gay. No matter what show, there's always some dude afterwards. It's always like, "It's bullshit." It was like an hour ago. "It's bullshit, the thing you said, the gay." I am 100% straight! And I'm like, "What? You followed me to my car. I don't know what we're doing out here, dude. This is very weird. I'm trying to leave." That's all right, man. Sometimes it's just a small percentage. I've done some self-evaluating. I think my percentage hovers right around 3% gay. That's me. Just a little bit gayer than milk, you know? That's my percentage. Just 3%. It's not much. Like, I think Chris Hemsworth is handsome, but only when his hair is down. You know what I'm saying? It's 3%. Just, there you go, 3%, you know? Like, if there was, like, a boner, I would just, come on, you know? Come on. You know, like one of those door stoppers. Come on. What are you doing? Come on. What is that? Come on. Yeah, come on. Come on. What are you doing? Well, away game. Come on. 3%. You know. Some people are like, Drew, I think it might be more than 3% for you. That's fine. That's fine. I'm open for feedback. I think I landed on a good number, though. I can concede that it's higher than 3%. I think, to be specific, my number's between 3 and 4% gay. That's me. I'm like 3.1415926. I am bisexual. That's right. That's exactly correct. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not all the colors, but I could taste the rainbow. You feel me? Not a full-on pansexual, but I'm like a skittle in a griddle. What fascinates me about the gay community is that they have names for each other based on their body types that correspond with animals in the wild. I'll give you an example. If there's like a huskier fella, they'll be like, that's a bear, right? There's a smaller version of that. They're like, that's a cub, okay? So they have bears and cubs. They have wolves. They have otters and bulls. They got twinks. I don't know what animal that is. But, you know, I hope to see one in the woods. Like, oh, there it was. It was so fast. Ah, critter pace. Oh, look at it. Now, those are the gay terms, right? Last time I went to get my hair cut, I sat down and, you know, us shorter people, they got to do this shit for a while. Ah, oh, shit. Ah, shit. They get their hands involved. They're like, this fucking guy came in. Then a dude from a railroad comes on the other side and... get my haircut to go. I'm very busy. Now, my barber, he's openly gay. And when I sat down, he says to me, he goes, yeah, you're not quite muscular enough to be a wolf, but you're not skinny enough to be an otter. Now, these are the gay terms. But this was prior to me knowing about them. So I said back to him, I was like, thanks, man. You are not as robust as a buffalo, but you are as curious as a meerkat. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, what are you talking about? What are we talking about right now? He goes, these are gay terms. I was like, I'm not gay. And he goes, oh. Well, just wait. I was like, what? Wait, what? I was like, is that how you become gay? They just subpoena you? I was like, oh shit, I gotta take off work for this? This is ridiculous. Yeah, I can't come in this week. I'm gay, I think. It's mandatory. Can't get out of it. Not quite muscular enough to be a wolf. Not skinny enough to be an otter. That's what he said. And then he didn't say anything else for the rest of the haircut. He just threw me in body purgatory. Left me to figure it out. I started overanalyzing, just as I do. I was like, why can't he sword me into a house? He doesn't know me. I could be gay. I could be one of those gays. I could be so gay. He doesn't know freaking me how gay I could be for one of those freaking things. I want to be a gay animal. Started overanalyzing my body, you know, just being stuck between these two mediums. I started thinking, I was like, man, maybe that's what's kept me firmly planted in the straight community this whole time. Ooh, that's a slippery slope, my guy. You know, what happens if I want to drop a few pounds, you know? Well, not too many, because then I'm an otter. Or if I start hitting the gym a little too hard, don't want to bulk up too much, then I'm a wolf. Oh. I came to the conclusion that I literally cannot diet or exercise, or I might be gay. I am one Cobb salad away from a penis. You guys have no idea the pressures of my life. Every day, every meal could send me. I had to know. I asked him. I had to know. I was like, hey, man, like, but which one is it more of, though, right? You know, I mean, you know, which one is it? Come on. Which one is it more of? And he goes, eh, I can't decide. I was like, gun to your head, though. Am I more of like a, you know, beta wolf or an alpha otter, you know? He goes, it doesn't matter, man. In our community, it's not like one animal is better than the other. I was like, really? Because it sounds like one of those is better. Like one would eat the other one, probably. That sounds better to me, being alive. What are you, insane? Yeah, yo, wolves aren't as good. Okay, what kind of a movie would The Jungle Book be if Mowgli was raised by fucking otters? That's a way different story, yeah? Oh no, Shere Khan is coming. Let's giggle and swim on our backs. I started thinking, I was like, I wouldn't even know how to use the information he gave me, even if I was gay. What am I gonna go up to some dude like, hey man, I don't know what you're into, but you know, I am not quite muscular enough to be a wolf. And I am not skinny enough to be an otter. So, if you are confused as well, what do you say we go to the zoo together? We'll figure this out, you know what I mean? Let's point at things that we are. Let's get endangered. And that guy's like, I'm not gay. I'm like, oh, just wait. You'll see. They'll text you. You don't know. So that's the gay community, man. And you might think that's strange. I think it's organized. Straight guys, we don't talk about each other that way. That's not how we talk. You ever hear a straight dude talk? We're always just like, yeah. That's Kevin. He's a dick. There's his brother, Larry. That guy's a fucking asshole. That's it. Those are the only two superlatives we use. Ooh, Greg? Nah, don't worry about Greg. Greg's an asshole. Ooh, Brad? Nah, Brad's a dick. It's just dicks and assholes, which ironically... My wife has this thing, it's called ADHD. Do you guys know what this is? It's not ADD, by the way. That one's different. That's the one you diagnose yourself. That's where people are like, oh, sorry, I tuned out of your story. I have ADD. No, you suck. You're addicted to your phone. You need to take responsibility. ADHD, that one's a little more intense, all right? She had to go to a hospital to get that H. Now, when she went to the doctor was like, you have what's called ADHD. And she was like, what? And he was like, this is the third time I told you. Please stop coming back here. Now, if you don't know what ADHD is, you probably knew someone in school who had it, right? ADHD kids, they were always like the weird kid in class, right? The one that does this shit. The weird kid, you know, not the quiet one, not the quiet emo that's to themselves weird, no. The other weird one. The one who sat next to the emo kid and ask them questions. Like, so, is black your favorite color? You wear it all the time. You wore that black hoodie last Wednesday and on Friday. Do you wear eyeliner on the weekends? You're always in eyeliner. I noticed that it's also black. Did you know black is the absence of color? I have a hoodie as well that's black, but it's reversible with blue. Technically, that's one color and no colors. That's how they fucking talk, by the way. I would cut myself too. Now, people with ADHD, they get hyper-focused and easily distracted at the exact same time. So that means they are really good at starting projects. Did you feel how unsatisfying that was? That was a polite way of saying they're good at making a mess in my living room all the time. Because what happens is she will get started on something, and then she sees movement, so then she starts doing whatever this thing is, and then a sound goes off, so then she's doing whatever that, and then her phone happens, and then, so then, it's like living with a Roomba, you know? It's just, you follow the trail of broken dreams until she's stuck in the corner somewhere. And there's just things. It looks like Etsy took a shit in our house. It's just miscellaneous random things. But she has good intentions, and I guess that counts for something. So this is what she'll do. She'll say something like, okay, I'm gonna clean. And then she will start the vacuum, and she'll follow that until it hits the coffee table, which wobbles because she hit her head. She doesn't remember. So the coffee table wobbles and she goes, oh no, that's uneven. So she will begin to disassemble the coffee table, but she only takes apart the two legs that are nearest to her, right? So the table becomes lopsided, oblivious to the very full coffee mug that comes sliding down onto the carpet. Now there's a stain. This is cleaning, by the way. Don't forget. And she goes, oh no, there's a stain. I should probably get a paper towel to clean that up. So she goes over to the kitchen to grab a paper towel. She's in a completely different room now, okay? That room is done. It's over, all right? It's a distant memory at this point. Box it up. It doesn't matter. And she goes, okay, what will I do in the kitchen today? My goodness. The world is my oyster with this kitchen. I could do anything. Maybe I'll start a project. I'll bake a pie from scratch. That's what I should do. Should be a very small project. I should be hungry in about 8 to 10 hours. I will build a pie. Oh, it looks like we're all out of paper towels. I'm gonna go to the store. That's what I'll do. I'm just gonna head out and I'll go right to the store. Oh, wait, what's going on with the vacuum? What happened over here? It's like she becomes a detective who discovers her own crime scene. He's like, I've never seen the table like this. What happened with the vacuum? Why is this going on? I'm like, bitch, you're the murderer. What are you talking about? And then she rediscovers the stain and goes, oh, that's right, the coffee because of the stain. I went to go get paper towels, but we're out of paper towels. I need to blot this. So she'll take her shirt off and start to blot the stain. Literally, I come in from the next room, the vacuum's running, my table's broken, she's naked, a baby's crying. We don't have kids. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And she goes, I was gonna do a load of laundry. And then I don't see her for 4 days and 3 nights. She does meth, I think. I don't know my wife. She collects rocks. I do not care if they identify as crystals. They are rocks. They are everywhere, bro. They're all over our home. They're on the windowsills and in the drawers, on the toilet seat. We live in a quarry. We live outside. We're homeless, I think. I don't know. And she won't let me get rid of them because she claims that they have powers. highlighted by the planets, the stars, and the Mercury's and Venus's anus or whatever. I try to throw them out, and she's like, you don't even know what they're doing for you. Don't you feel so protected? I was like, yeah, if we get a slingshot, we're in business. All we have is ammo right now. We have nothing. Every day she gets a new rock. Every single day she gets a new one because there's this little meditation guru center, spa, find your, heal your clitoris chakra, whatever thing. Every day she goes there, and right when she walks in, the clerk, he pops up and goes, oh, my customer. And then he sells her some rock that he found outside on his smoke break, probably. And while he's selling it, he winks at me. I'm like, you're a piece of shit. You know she has a problem. And when she gets outside the store, she just goes, oh, I just feel so grounded. I mean, yeah, babe, you got a pocket full of rocks right now. If you were a corpse, you would sink. What are you, insane? That's physics. One day, we were on a walk outside or at home, and we stumble upon this well, okay? It's like it's a very shallow well. It's about two to three feet. It's very shallow. I could get out of it. Okay, don't all laugh. That hurts. We stumble upon this well, and at the bottom of this well, there is a squirrel that's hanging at the bottom of this well, okay? And here's how I react whenever I see a squirrel. It's a squirrel. My wife has a very different spiritual moment. I don't know why. I don't know her connection to the squirrel. I don't know if it's because, like, they're equally as twitchy. I don't know. I feel like they're talking shit about me. I don't know. So she sees the squirrel and she goes, babe, quick. Lend me your shoe. I will lower it down by the laces, and we'll hoist him up like it's a squirrel elevator. I was like, I love that you think just because we lower a shoe down there, a squirrel will willingly get in it and leave with us like we are his family. And she goes, you're right. We should build a ladder so he can leave on his own terms. And I was like, that's not at all what I said. So I go about my adult life. I come home later to discover my wife is sitting in the middle of the living room. The glue gun is on. So I'm too late. And what she's done is she has taken two of my shoelaces and she laid them out vertically. And then she hot glued popsicle sticks We did not have popsicle sticks, by the way. We had a box of popsicles. Can you guess what happened next? This chick has got brain freeze and purple lips and is doing arts and crafts in my living room. I'm like, whose toddler am I babysitting right now? With my laptop open to a Google search that says, how tall are squirrels? I was like, really? For squirrels, you say tall? So, She collects the ladder just like so. We're heading back to the well. My shoes are much looser. And just before she releases it, I notice that there is a note attached. And I was like, hey, babe. Is that a note for the squirrel? And she goes, no, that's so people read it and know not to remove the ladder. And I was relieved because I needed to know how far on the spectrum of this she was. And so she takes the ladder in very dramatic fashion. She unfurls it. It's a pretty good ladder. I don't know what the sound they make, but that's whatever, tickle your fancy. She unfurls the ladder, and I swear to God, the squirrel looked at the ladder and just got out on his own. And she goes, it worked. I'm gonna knit a scarf. And that is my whole life. Every day is that day, all right? I live with a Make-A-Wish kid all the time, so. I'm just like, all right, let's follow your dreams, I guess. We'll see what happens. Now, people who stutter, we tend to do it more when we're feeling nervous or agitated, frustrated, overwhelmed. And there was one particular day where both mine and my wife's issues, my stutter and her ADHD, came together for one beautiful, awful storm. I came home from shows. It had just been an exhausting day. And very lovingly, my wife noticed. So she asked. She goes, hey, babe, what's the matter? And what I said at the time was, it's nothing. It's just today I'm feeling very stressed. But at the time that I said it, I stuttered on the word stressed, so it sounded like st, 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 st. And this chick started dancing. She was like, that was a sick beat, babe. I was like, yeah, we should start a band and not finish it. Atlanta. Thank you guys so much.